Sunday, September 5th, 2021. Today, I emptied my Sadaka jar. It's been almost 6 months since I began using it to collect money during Ramadan. I wanted to do something special with the money, so I told Beba that I wanted to find a way to give it to people who were struggling because of the pandemic. With the new school year starting this month, I told Beba I wanted to get fancy pencil cases and fill them with cool stationery and stickers for kids. Beba said that was very thoughtful of me, but that I should remember something. Layla, it's important that you donate mindfully. The prophet, Saul, said that one group of people who will receive shade on the Day of Judgment are those who donate so humbly that their left hand doesn't even know what their right hand has given. I had a solution. I told Beba that I'll be a super secret care agent and drop the care packages off without anyone knowing it was me. My left hand might know, but no one else will. Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. I've always dreamt of being an astronaut, but today I am adding another dream job. I also want to be a children's book author. That's because our school invited a super famous Muslim author for a reel aloud. The whole school was starstruck because she's the best-selling author of the Myra series. The Myra books are about a Pakistani-American girl who goes on all sorts of adventures. And the author is Pakistani-American, too. I couldn't believe how much she dressed like Mama. She wore a long, flowy coat and a colorful dupatta for a hijab. She brought along a model rickshaw, decorated with mirrors, and passed it around, telling everyone how it was one of the most common modes of transport in many parts of Asia. I was the only one who knew what it was before she told us. I never thought that my classmates would be so interested in my culture. It made me so proud. Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. Today was the most fun day ever. Sammy had been planning for it for weeks. Together with our friends, we created a challenge for World Car Free Day. For our challenge, everyone had to walk, run, or cycle to the ice cream parlor from the playground. It would normally take us 15 minutes by car. Sammy went live and it went completely viral. We started to use the tag #CarFreeDay. Kids in different neighborhoods sent us pictures of them doing the same thing. I was in charge of rallying support at school and in our neighborhood. I posted all over social media and told everyone at school. Sammy printed pamphlets and convinced the ice cream parlor to offer everyone who came without a car a discount. It was great to see so many people out of their cars, and it was even better to have ice cream together.